Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Radio Sentai Cast Ranger. We have the full five-man squad here today, as well as our good friend Mr. Noble, making his first appearance on the main Cast Ranger show, as opposed to your appearances on Silver Metal thus far.
Which means it's the first time I've ever been in the podcast with him.
Hooray! Yay.
That also!
Because I've never been on Silver Metal.
Yes.
Frankly, it's my first time hearing of it.
Hashtag, it's getting exciting now.
Noble, say hi.
Hello.
Succinct.
Hello.
Sweet and to the point.
Yeah. Alright, so, before we do the thing, we're going to be talking today about Drive episode 27, Ninja episode 9, and our topic for the day will be favorite combo weapons. By that I mean things like the power cannon from Mighty Morphin.
So let's go ahead and cue that roll call! Yee-haw!
Shut up, Applejack. We're live!
Watching all the anime, Red Caster, Joe Raven!
Equipment Wielder, Blue Caster, Ichida's Azeel!
Respecting the source material, Green Caster, Zenshi!
Actually White, Black Caster, Ransack!
Loyal and Loud, Pink Caster, Lightred!
From Royal to Ranger, Orange Caster, Noble.
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air! Otsukare!
Alright, episode 55 of Cast Ranger begins now!
Where Lane didn't learn anything.
No.
He knew it all along.
I was quoting Star Ninja, you fuck!
Yeah.
Because, you know, in all of Ninja, he was just, yeah!
I'm sorry, amazing. Lane. I just thought that, you know, making an Applejack joke around you would make sense, because, you know, she's like your favorite pony.
She's best pony.
Stop talking about pony on Cast Ranger!
I don't know, they are color-coded, they are a team of five, and they do sometimes fight evil with combination weapons.
I fucking hate you.
Yeah, we're reviewing My Little Pony Friendship.
I personally categorize that as Maho Shoujo.
It's still the same.
Upper crust.
Oh, we brought out the bronies in us again.
No, no, this is not happening.
This has to stop right
no.
now.
Okay, moving on to News Corner. First off, what I think is the most important news for a Power Rangers related podcast
are the similarities.
Shut up!
My Little Pony Friendship is back.
No!
Today's topic will be about the difference between Sentai and Sentai and
walk.
Pony.
I will fucking walk.
I will walk.
So walk.
I'm running Sentai, and I'm running this damn show.
Hashtag Dear Princess.
Okay, no, star. Seriously.
That's
the first
a fucked up three man Sentai: black, green, and pink.
So be a first. That's your first.
Shut up. Okay, the first bit of news is that you may have heard us talk about it before, and you may have seen the Ixie and Overzeal videos for a game called Chroma Squad. And as of April 30th, the game is completely on its full release on PC, on Steam. It is a great game for any Power Rangers, Sentai, or Toku fan in general. Basically, for those who don't know what it is, it's a game where you run an indie TV studio that films tokusatsu, basically a cologne copy of Power Rangers. The tagline is inspired by Power Rangers because legal issues. And
also because Saban sued their asses.
That's what I meant by legal issues. Thank you. So basically, there's two parts of the gameplay. Actually managing the studio where you equip your team and your Megazord. And the other half is recording the episodes where you actually fight your Rangers against monsters in tactical RPG battles. Which has a really, really nice teamwork mechanic going on.
Really and the, weird Megazord mini.
And
game.
The very yeah. best part about it is that you can make an all-colored Sentai team one color if you want, which yeah. I did.
Yeah.
Hence, I am created Pinku Sentai Momojir.
Oh,
thank
God.
You, Kevin,
yeah.
for the name.
You can make them all any color you want. You can even make some of them the same color, or like Lane did, make them all the same color.
Fuck yeah, I did.
I'm looking forward to the Rider episodes.
Yeah, that's like a specific story path. You have to actually make specific choices in the story, in the campaign to reach those episodes. The way the game works is there's two different junction points that determine your story path. Depending on how you go, you can either get a sixth ranger, which I did on my first playthrough. One of your characters can become a rider, Or you may even get join up with the space sheriffs in one story.
That's cool.
So yeah, it's on Steam. I believe it's $15 for the
Steam. And I got it for free.
Yes, you got it as a birthday gift. Happy birthday, Mr. Noble.
Thank you.
So yeah, anyone who's interested in Power Rangers and or tactical RPGs and or management sims will definitely find something to enjoy in this game.
Going into it blind, I'm you know, hindsight being 2020, really glad I bought the collector's edition.
Well, the thing is, we don't have...
Weren't you part of the video?
What do you mean?
Like, when we did the demo?
I mean the game itself.
Oh, okay.
Like, just to invest myself right off the get-go of just, I'm going to have faith that this project is going to succeed for me.
Yeah.
And it's just, but now that I've played it, it's just, no, definitely...
And we don't even have the actual backers or collector's DLC in it yet.
I got the codes for them.
No, the codes are in, but they're not working yet.
Oh, no?
You will know if they're working if there is a gold ribbon on your title screen, which is the collector's DLC. And if you have the backer's DLC working, there will be a green ribbon. If you don't have any of those, then the codes aren't working yet, just like mine.
Okay.
They're working on it, but as of yet, we don't have them activated. So, yeah, Chroma Squad, Steam, $15.
Oh,
do it.
Yo, is it only $15?
I believe so.
Amazing.
For the standard edition.
All you guys are playing your Toku Studio Sim, and I'm just sitting back at home playing Skyrim.
Okay.
I mean, I was breaking out of prison earlier, and I named all you prisoners.
Oh, yeah, he's playing The Escapist, and he named his prisoners after the cast Rangers.
Oh, okay, cool.
Thank you, sir.
And apparently you named your guards after actual Power Ranger villains.
Yeah. Rita, Goldar, Zed, Rito, and Master Vile.
Neato.
Oh, Master Vile.
Okay, so that's Chroma Squad. Moving on to actual Toku episode-related news, there's a couple of Ninja bits I wanted to bring up. First off, they confirmed the details and revealed a trailer for the Ninja Telebikun special, which is basically Ninja versus Cowboy, where Aka Ninja and Star Ninja compete in supposedly 100 different contests, including fighting a yokai and actually cosplaying their motifs.
Oh,
so
that sounds like it's
Star Ninja
fun.
Dresses up like a cowboy, Aka Ninja dresses up like a ninja, and I'm like, those costumes are so good, can we just have them in those forever?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's okay. A trailer where you can see a better shot of it.
Go back to the first link that I saw, because I saw something about Surfer Maru.
Yes, that's my next piece of news. They announced through the toy catalogs the next ally ninja, Surfer Maru.
Oh.
Which is basically this series' version of Plezuan.
Oh, my.
It has a bestial mode.
Is it a submarine?
I think so. And then
it
turns into a Shinobi Maru style robot on the surfboard. And then of course it fuses with Shurikenjin.
Huh.
Does it give the Megazord a surfboard?
It doesn't give the Megazord
a
surfboard.
Yeah, no, it is.
Megazord's on a surfboard.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I totally didn't see that
It gives the Megazord a surfboard.
That's amazing.
So it's a mech from Eureka 7.
Is it going? Yes. Can it, like, surf the seas of space like Plezuan did?
Friggin' Surf Maru and the headpiece are just
no, I like that
the power is a goddamn surfboard.
I like that the shuriken blade is, like, the rotor on a submarine.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is, like, the engine bit of it of in its own mech form.
Oh, that's cool.
That's really
I like
great.
That.
The ally, the auxiliary mechs in this show are the greatest thing.
Yeah.
Palin Maru, UFO Maru, Surfer Maru. Yeah, looks great.
Elephant, UFO, Surfer dude.
Submarine.
Surfboard.
Buffalo.
You know what? It's been 6 months since the Drive Guy movie's been out, so that means that the Drive Guy movie will be out this month, probably.
Oh, and we should also mention that the...
Fucking finally, right?
We should also mention that the Gaim Gaiden movies are now out in sub, so
yeah,
that...
Yeah, I watched them!
That will be next week's topic for everyone listening, so...
No sex scene!
Look it up. Oh, you fucking spoiling piece of shit!
I'm sorry.
Anyways, look it up on Orange Lion
Save
subs.
Save me the disappointment.
How is that spoilers?
Because we were given the implication that there was going to be an adult scene of some kind.
No, they said there was going to be a love scene. Which is exactly what we got. It was misinterpreted.
You thought there was going to be porno and a kid?
No,
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 no, no, no, no, no. Full extent like that.
I never thought it was going to be explicit or any detail like that. I thought it was going to be something implied and subtle.
Paul.
So someone wanted 50 Shades of Sentai.
Yeah.
Though it wouldn't be the first
time. I'd be on board with that.
Negative.
It wouldn't be the first time.
50 Shades of Takatora.
It wouldn't be the first time that a toku actor ended up in a porn.
Or vice versa.
Yeah. That too.
Hashtag Malshina.
More that's often not, that's than not you official. Think.
That's not official. Anyways, anyone else have any news to bring up?
No.
Well, fine.
I like waffles.
That is news.
I finished Danger 5.
Oh, yeah, Danger 5. That's a thing that we're going to have to talk about on Cast Ranger sometime soon.
Just because of that last episode.
Yeah.
Those season finales.
I'm some... just starting it, so. Let's put it this way. There's a reason we're mentioning it on Cast Ranger.
And as always.
Yeah.
Kill him.
That's part of it.
We're Ranger 5!
Yeah.
Way to be subtle.
Yeah. Versus Mecha Hitler.
Not Starfish?
I know, right?
No, just Starfish Hitler.
Wouldn't that have been great?
Hitler has taken over the Metrolinx Corporation and continues to provide very, very good and very...
Metro
good.
Hitler!
Sure. Why couldn't it be Starfish Hitler?
Because he's already dead.
Metro what? Hitler.
Because that stopped people from coming back in crossover
yes,
movies.
Also,
speaking...
Well,
I was going to say Metro Hitler is just really well dressed.
Speaking of Starfish Hitler...
Oh, dear.
I just wanted to throw this out there live. Shut up.
No. You kept it up. I know what's going on here.
Yeah, sorry. Anyways... Nobody knows what the fuck we're talking about.
Raven
no, let's keep it that way.
Raven raised his hand, and Kevin made the Heil thing.
What? Anyways.
It was topical.
Of course the German did
and
it.
Confusing people.
Anyways. No. As I was about
get
to
on
say
with it.
Here. Speaking of Starfish Hitler, if we wanted to do another show appreciation episode, I kind of have the entirety of X, so...
Oh. Absolutely.
Can we please?
Starfish Hitler episode.
We're due for another show appreciation thing.
It is a new month.
Yay.
Like, I have the entirety of Kamen Rider X.
Okay.
Okay, next we're watching X.
I guess that'll be the week after.
Yeah,
next.
A couple weeks from now.
Sweet.
I think I do have some news. Oh. I think it's on the Henshin Fever Facebook page. They just posted a link to some images of TK-10 Kamen Rider Chaser.
Oh, yeah, they did
oh,
announce
yeah, I
that.
Saw that. That's cool.
The Chaser Kokon figure. You can, of
I'm
course,
mad that the
axe
isn't painted.
On
it.
You can switch out the tire on his back.
Because that's what we wanted. I still find it weird that it's the tires on his back. I mean, I completely understand why. It's just...
Because it makes a that, fuck ton more sense than just crossing through the middle of his fucking body.
Or his neck.
I just wanted to shop Chevy Chase's head onto Machine Chaser's body so we could have Chevy Chaser.
And that is the name of this episode.
And
Chevy Chaser. Well done,
gonna,
sir. High
and he's
five.
Gonna do,
high five on that.
I was thinking about that today. I gotta get Ichi to do that.
He's gonna.
I can do it.
That is the thumbnail.
I think it would look better on Kamen Rider Chaser's body because it's already all white.
No, the joke is like Machine Chaser though. It's Chevy Chaser.
Yeah. Anyway.
He chases.
They're just loud sighs coming through Skype right
now. All right. Anyways, on to Drive. All we need is Drive!
Okay, so I lost my notes for this episode, so we're going to have to go off memory. Hooray!
Memory! I've seen the episode twice.
Alright.
Once recently. Yay!
So, who wants to start us off?
Well, Mock's a little shit.
Well, yeah, that's the whole episode.
This episode, Mock's being a little shit for
no,
reasons.
No, but, okay, in contrast, we know, in contrast, though, in hindsight, we know why he's a little shit.
And holy shit, is it a satisfying reason.
And holy shit, is he a little shit.
So, first and foremost, they start off the episode by showing off some new additions for Trideron.
Which are hideous.
Oh, yeah, the ride boosters.
The ride boosters.
Why did those have to come into the show? They were perfectly fine being a movie exclusive, in my opinion.
Because they need to foreshadow and establish that eventually Drive, Mach, and Chaser are going to be a trio and a team of riders.
Which Rena perfectly envisions.
Yeah, it's fucking cool. I hope it happens.
Wallpaper.
We just gotta wait for Go to get his head out of his ass.
Good luck.
It'll happen eventually.
Yeah. He'll come around.
Yeah, so we got to see the Red Boosters, but also the police are having like a meeting or whatever like that. And then Neera introduces the new, like, I don't know what the word, what's the word I'm looking for? Specialist?
Equipment?
Yeah. So it's like a new specialist, and it's Brain!
Oh, and yeah. Dude doesn't even pretend to be like the guy he's copying, but no, it's Brain.
It's Brain. Yeah.
Quite admittedly, it's Brain.
So then they establish that Shinosuke's obviously like, No.
Not yet.
Meets up with them in like the hallway, and he's just like, Brain, what the fuck are you doing? And Brain's just like, huh?
You think I'd tell you?
Literally transforms, walks out. Then you just see freaking Shinosuke transform into Drive in the hallway. Goes out to attack him, and Brain does the smart thing where he's just like, oh my god, Drive's lost his shit! He's fucking attacking me! You gotta do something about him!
He turns back into his human form and goes, oh, someone save me!
Yes.
So a bunch of police officers swarm Drive and
who were a little too well placed and got there a little too quick.
I know, right?
Because Neera's in on it.
Yeah, because all of whom were under the command. Mm-hmm.
And Neera just continues to be a little
Neera
asshole.
Is getting, like, doubly creepier every episode.
Just, like, all in Shosuke's face, just be like, ah! And then just, like, walking off. And I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, so that's when Shinosuke gets suspended because of attacking the advisor.
They even duct tape belts on up onto the fucking...
And he just does the creepiest fucking shit ever, where he, like, rubs his head up and down the Shinosuke's neck and back, laughing at him. And I'm just like, oh!
I know.
Please die!
Yeah, I thought Lester from Grand Theft Auto 5 was creepy, but this guy takes the cake.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I hope he dies a glorious Kusaka-esque death.
I just hope he dies.
I can't remember, like, what point this was in the episode, but there's a point where, like, Kiriko goes to check up on Chase, and then Chase goes, literally, just, like, this seems to be a thing with Chase where just every scene that he's in, it's just the scenes quickly, like, just instant. It's like, here, take this proto shift card. Memories of me being proto drive. Thanks.
Because Chase is a no-nonsense, straight-to-the-point kind of character.
That's true.
Yep.
But yes,
they don't waste time with dialogue.
So,
oh, this is what you need? Okay.
So apparently we learned that the proto-shift car contains his memories as
or
in his proto-drive.
Or at least he thinks it does.
Which, honestly, I believe that.
We have no reason to believe shift cars would hold memories, but then again,
debate that right now. Episode 0.
I was going to bring that up, too.
Yeah. Proto-drive took one of the, what are the cards?
Viral cores?
He took a viral core and read the memories of the roid mute out of it.
Okay, fair. That's fair.
So if they can do that with the viral cores, proto speed.
Okay.
That's... oh, fuck, man. That's so cool. So, apparently, the whole plot of this episode is pretty much basically around the fact that, like, this new roid mute comes out. Like, he's another Neo one or whatever like that. And he... turns people against each other or something?
What he does is, apparently his scheme was to go to communities where people have just all moved in together, and he throws neo-viral cores into each of them, or some kind of thing, and it basically awakens their inner rage or inner feelings, and he basically has them all fight each other, and when he extracts his viral cores, whoever survives is apparently a candidate for a neo-roid mute. Because they're experimenting to see if non-seasoned criminals, like humans that are not seasoned criminals, have the potential for this new fusion evolution that they're doing.
You know what? That makes me think. What you just explained, if we've seen correctly then scans that Go eventually works alongside with Brain, what if Go might become one of these things?
Oh!
Holy fuck!
What if 001's his dad? Suddenly working with Brain makes a little bit of sense.
What? That would make sense that the creator would turn himself into one because, you know, oh, immortal life eternal life and shit.
The thing is,
well, look at the belt.
Yeah,
the thing is,
I don't want to live the rest of my life as a belt.
We've seen 001's quote-unquote human form. We have not really explicitly seen what Professor Bono looks like. So there's really no way to sway it one way or the other.
But I think roid mutes can change their forms and stuff, so...
No, I know, that's why. There's all this vagueness to the idea and the concept of Roid Mutes and their human forms that they could really take it any direction at this
point. But yeah, if they make Goad turn into a Nero Roid Mute, that would be fucking cool.
See, the thing is, I don't think he'd want to go along with that plan, but there's no reason they can't force it on him.
If you know what? He'd be willing to do anything it takes to destroy the Roid Mutes. So if he has to become one?
I could totally see Brain having the idea to feed off his hatred of Roid Mutes in order to produce a powerful Neo Roid Mute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's possible.
Like, just, like, channel his anger at its height and then throw a viral core at him.
You know what, though?
That would be amazing, actually.
In this case, in this episode, the fact that we've seen that, like, Brain's disguising himself as a human to be a specialist for the police, maybe that's how he's, like, working with them, because he doesn't know, like, Brain's a Roid Mute, because maybe he hasn't seen his
human form. Yeah, but Tamari would tell him.
Oh, nah, but then Shesuke would be like, or Go would be like, oh, no, you're just...
Hey, if there's even a hint that anyone's a Roid Mute, Go will chase the fucker down.
If the high-speed special has shown us anything, Go's a dumbass.
Well, that's a different scenario, and it's non-canon.
I know.
Anyway.
So then Rina and Gen decide to, like, try to...
sneak in as one of these couples. Yeah.
You know what? It was kind of adorable.
A little bit.
Because then they're, like, pretending to... And then they're actually starting to argue.
Yeah. Always called them Genpachi.
I've never heard the name.
Several times.
I don't remember ever hearing the name.
It's just what she refers to him as. His full name instead of just
No, I Gen. Figured that was his full name, but I have never heard her say
I've
that.
I've heard it a couple times. I'm pretty sure they
I'll take your word for that.
But then they actually get into, like, real arguing, which is funny, and he's just like, oh, you're just mad at me because I can't pronounce Roid Mute right, or whatever like that.
Yeah, you were a dumbass.
And then as he, like, falls down, he does it again.
Just like, steroid. So Go, like, he's trying to, like, help out these people, and, like, Shinosuke's trying to talk with them, convince them, like, Go, like, you don't have to be like this. And he's like, no, fuck you, you don't understand the shit I'm going through, like, Roid Mute,
you
have
to destroy
them all, blah, 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 blah. And, so, like, he's trying to save this child, whatever, and he sees, like,
his
himself.
Parents fighting?
No, yeah, he sees, like, himself and stuff mm-hmm. like that, and the kid, and he's, like, remembering shit. So then he literally just gets pissed off, and, also, there's a cool point later on in the episode where, like, Shinosuke is trying to, like, transform, but then the cops show up, and he's just, like, and, like, Beltson's like, Shinosuke, come on, do it. And he's just like, no, fuck, I don't know what to do.
It's funny. This episode
and then Chaser literally just walks in, just like, it's been explained. I got this.
Before all that happens, I just want to say that this episode really surprised me. Because usually when heroes in this genre of scripting have a choice between saving the people and keeping my job, they usually go for the former. I thought it was interesting to see Tamari choose the latter.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, obviously they pull a whole pride of the police and your father didn't die for nothing bullcrap.
Yeah, that was cool that the captain or whatever, like, because Shinosuke was thinking about quitting the police force so he could continue being driver or whatever like that, and, like, he just, like, made it convince him. He's like, no, like, you know, you have a duty as a police officer. Like, your father did the same thing. Like, this... And I was like... I swear to God, he's getting more and more serious.
I like it.
Like, his silliness must have just been, like, a little play on
it. It was
everybody.
A cover.
Yeah, that's great, though. But the way, so eventually Chase comes in, and what's really cool is, he, like, before he's, like, transforming, he's, like, shooting the Roid Mutes or whatever with, like, his brake gunner, but he does it in the way that he transforms into Machine Chaser, where he sticks his arm out and then... waves it over to the right.
As he's henshioning into Kamen Rider Chaser.
And he just does that
shooting
while
the Roid Mutes and does the Chaser henshin pose.
And I'm like, that's cool.
I love it.
And as Cell called it last week, he transforms into Chaser, but we don't see Machine Chaser. So that was just a quick one-time. Oh, he's casting off his former self.
Which means the Machine Chaser form is now destroyed and gone.
Yeah.
Well, I think it lives inside the Brake Gunner.
Probably.
He still has it, so...
Yeah, but he now uses that as a weapon for...
Yeah.
That's true, but I also kind of hope that there will be a time where he doesn't have, like, his mock driver on him or something like that, and then he'll just use Machine Chaser as, like, a secondary
I could see
form.
Them pulling that in a late episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, I wouldn't think that if I didn't think they'd try and have his ultimate form be proto-drive.
Why would his ultimate form be the weaker form?
Because the same reason Tamari has utilized poo technology.
You know what I would totally see them doing? Having him as Kamen Rider Chaser use the proto speed car. Just hi-yi!
Sure. Just a matter of some way to incorporate the fact that it can do stuff with the viral cores being an end-game asset.
Yeah.
Which is why he tells Rina, can you fix this so it help him regain his memories and just it'll make it work.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Noble, say something?
Did we mention Kiriko slapping the shit out of Go?
Oh, right! The fucking, the Go slap.
Bitch slap.
The slap.
You're being a little bitch. I'm gonna slap the bitch out of you.
That seems to be like a new recurring thing in Rider shows now, which started with fucking Mai slapping fucking Michi in the face.
Oh, that's...
Which was fantastic,
by the way. Nowhere near new, dude. That's been around for a while.
It's an old
I'm trying to remember,
trope.
Did freaking Mari ever do that to Masato?
I'm sure she did it at least once. Probably. He deserved many.
Oh, yeah. He's dead. What's really cool, but anyways, so Chaser
shows up and takes care of fucking business.
Yeah, it's fucking, he's just being a badass as usual. So he's charging the Signalax for the attack, use the ride boosters to just fire while he's just sitting there waiting, takes it, jumps on one of the ride boosters, flies around, literally just throws his fucking axe at the ride mute, destroying him instantly.
Fucking strike raids it.
Yeah, and I'm just like, oh.
He like literally boomerangs one of them into destruction, catches the axe, goes in for the swooping kill on the second one. And then activates his actual final attack on the last one.
Then you just see Go just being, like, really pissed off because he just hates Chaser stealing his thunder. Decides to jump on the other ride booster and just start trying
shooting
to fucking attack him. And what's awesome is, like, Chase doesn't even know what's going on because he obviously doesn't care what Go's going through. But he's just like, okay, why are you attacking me? Like, aren't you one of me?
And this is apparently the fight we saw when we first saw those spy shots of Kamen Rider Chaser.
Yeah, that's true. So then Go's about to attack and whatever like that, and Chase just dehenshins and he's like, oh, what the fuck do you think you're doing? Oh, it doesn't fucking matter anyway, and tries to,
and
like,
he's about
actually
to slash at him with the Zenmin!
Yeah, and then Shinosuke stops him, and he's just on the ground, and he's like, why are you, like, doing this? He's like, what the fuck's wrong with you? And then
he's like, I understand you hate the Roid Mutes, and Go's like, nah, bro, you don't understand shit.
My father created them!
So, we were theorizing for the longest time that the reason Go was so hateful towards the Roid Mutes was because, remembering that this series is written by the same writer who wrote Kamen Rider Double, so we thought this paralleled Excel story where the Roid Mutes killed Go's family. No, apparently it's quite the opposite. Go's family, specifically his father, created the Roid Mutes. His father is Professor Bono.
Well, wow! Your father, Professor Bono, is your father?
Bono.
Early on in the series, I think the belt said it that, the Roid Mutes did kill the guy that created them, so technically he does have a dead parent due to the bad guys.
That is fair.
That is true. But wow, that actually did surprise me. I did not see that coming.
No, I did not.
Impressive.
I'm just sitting there, like, watching it, and I'm like, oh.
Go.
That explains everything. Yeah, go.
Doesn't matter whether or not it's a Roy Mute.
Weather!
That's the joke.
Rest in peace, Hisaka.
Yeah. So, did anything else happen in the episode, or was that it? I think that was it.
So next week, Mach goes, like, full ham on Chaser. Like,
dead
we
heat,
see him
dead
in
heat Araburu.
We see him in Dead Heat Rumble Dump. And I'm like, alright. That's
what?
Cool. Yeah, in the next episode, we see him with
Drive?
Dead Heat.
No, Dead Heat Mach using
Mach.
Rumble Dump.
Using Rumble Dump.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Or Adabu.
Yeah. That's literally what it does.
No, I know. No, I'm aware. Shuriken Sentai!
Ninja. episode 9 starts off with scenes of Star Ninja fighting the yokai for this week. And for some reason, he's already got the fucking Hurricanger shuriken.
Because he already trained with them, bro.
Did he? We don't know this.
Probably. He is a badass fucking cowboy ninja.
And as far as we know, he's had his powers long enough to be doing this long enough.
Yeah.
And he's better at disappearing than the fucking ninjas are.
And apparently he's also searching for the end shuriken.
You mean he's an actual
Everyone's ninja? Searching for the end shuriken.
The cowboy's more of a ninja than the ninjas.
No, I'm glad we got to find out what the end shuriken is. And it's literally, cowboy ninja. You throw that shuriken, you destroy the fucking world.
So it's Wake Up 3.
Yes.
That and is shuriken. Exactly what it is.
It's Wake Up 3, designed by Batman.
You know what? Nobody knows where it is because, as we found out recently, the end shuriken that they thought that they had was a fake. So, and they made a fake for the fake. If anything, the grandpa probably has it stuck up his ass, so no one could ever reach it. No yokai will go and will dive deep enough to go get it.
I don't have such a thing. It is very deep. Deep within the recesses of my ass.
I kept this shuriken in my ass for 5 years.
Ow!
This uncomfortable hunk of metal up my ass.
I just want to. I just want to point out that they added Palmaro and UFO Maro to the opening,
which was nice.
I like that.
Can I just say that epic fucking like Forza inspired thumbs up I
as
just seen
as
you UFO Maro where he's just like yeah.
Yeah, space and shit.
Yeehaw!
It's thanks to me all your shit exists.
Pretty much.
Also, okay.
So they started the game with the level 5 alien equipment.
Yes. I've already established the fact that I'm not a big fan of Yakumo, but this episode showed me that he's not as bad as I initially thought. Like, he's not too much of a pretentious prick anymore. But he's cool. He's a magic ninja, you guys.
Yeah, totally.
I did like the fact that he, like, incorporated his magic into his fighting, which was fucking awesome.
Oh,
especially
yeah,
when he did that thing with Takahara.
That's what I was
awesome.
Looking forward to the whole show. I'm like, you combo magic, bitch!
I still feel like he offers nothing.
Anyway, I liked seeing Gabi apparently having all this this magic that he suddenly has.
Yeah, with the ability to
power up the
upgrade
mooks.
The mooks, and well, I get the feeling
these
that some mooks more generals
so much...
we see they'll be different forms.
Oh, that'd
the
be cool.
Jukurage or whatever they're called.
Jukurage,
sure,
those,
yeah.
Those guys, they're so much better.
Their swords were awesome.
You mean the strategic as fuck bastards?
Yeah, I saw
pulling the friggin' phalanx formation.
Yeah,
yeah, like, I saw them do that, and I'm like,
oh
shit!
Like, oh dear, they're strategizing.
No, I know. These guys are fucking awesome. So much better than the other mooks.
So we meet Yakumo's mom, and she's totally a bitch. She's like, I only let you study magic because it was cool. Why are you being a ninja? It's so old-fashioned.
No, I love when they're trying to figure out how to, like, get the shuriken from her. And they're like, Fuku's like, oh, Dad, why don't you do it? No, she never listens to anything I say.
My big sister, listen to me.
No.
I hate her. I'm tired.
No, we are all late.
So this week's
apparently she's been using the end shuriken as a brooch for a dress she's fucking
it's
releasing.
Pronounced
like,
brooch.
Whatever.
Is in bro.
Brooch. It's a brooch, bro.
A brooch.
A brooch.
A brooch.
So this week's monster of the week is a goddamn magic carpet.
It was cool! At first I was like, carpet? Really? Then I see what he did and I was like, oh,
it's a carpet wizard.
I literally went,
is that what he is?
I literally went, Eton moment. Oh,
he's
cool.
A carpet.
He's a carpet yokai. Oh, cool. He knows magic. Fuck, it's a magic carpet!
Yep.
He's gonna take us on a ride!
Show
us
a
new world.
You don't know.
No. Every time like Yakumo or him was using a spell, like they were just saying the words backwards, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what the subtitles were leading us
in
to.
In Japanese, they were pretty much doing it through just each individual character backwards.
Yeah.
So that was a pretty accurate translation.
Yeah.
For once, I thought Kasumi, because, like, Fuka got transformed into a mouse, and I was like, oh, Fuka,
no, the useful one got transformed into a mouse, too.
No! I know, I was like, no, you know what? I initially thought, when I saw her transform into a mouse, I'm like, no, no, I'm not believing this. Kasumi's smarter than that. No. Yes, yes, she is! No, yes, she is!
Oh, yeah, yeah,
she used the fucking duplicate technique, and I was like, I knew it! I knew you weren't dumb enough, too smart to be fall for that.
No, no.
I can't speak.
Momo Ninja is current best ninja.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Best pink ninja. I keep saying, I've seen all those guys on Facebook just doing the custom Sentai team. Like, so you did one, I saw. I feel like if I did that, it would just be Gokaiger with Ahim switched out for Momo Ninja.
Yeah.
Said the man who's only watched one or two Sentai.
Three.
Tokuger, you
disregard. Tokuger doesn't count.
He tries to.
No, it does. It's fine.
Pink Akira.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's my sixth ranger.
Because fuck the sixth ranger that can turn into all the other six rangers. He can't turn into Akira.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, the roll call was interesting because I liked that the screens were.
Like, they had their cinematics behind them on stage.
I don't know, have we mentioned the fact that all their friggin' intro phrases are puns on their names?
Yes, I did mention that the first week.
Yeah. No, I just... Well, keep seeing
specifically,
it, yeah.
Yakumo, Nagi, and Kasumi's.
Actually, all of them.
Are they? Because I didn't hear their names in the other ones.
Yeah.
In red and white.
They did that.
Because Yakumo's is Todoroki Yakumo, Nagi's is Kirameki no Nagi, and Kasumi's is... I forget what hers is, but it says something Kasumi. Yeah. The other red and white, I didn't hear.
I'm pretty sure I heard it in there, but I don't know.
I'm pretty sure red's is like Abare Apare, which is like Rampaging Brilliance, which is not a pun on his name at all.
And Fuka's is something involving flowers or something.
It's something about Takahana.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
Anyways.
It's subtle, whatever.
I did like also that Giacomo's mom called him Claudio.
And he calls her Mummy.
Yeah, Mummy.
Mummy! Mama! Mama,
why
mommy.
Are you calling her? Why are you calling her mommy? She's
my mom. So, Yakumo fights off the monster using a. He combos his magic with his Ninretsuzan and basically goes Maho no Ninretsuzan, and that was pretty fucking awesome.
Maho ninja, and I'm like, no. This is the point where I was thinking, can we have that as the next ninja series? Just they're ninjas who know magic, like. Let's just actually establish that there is this magic school, like, in the Sentai universe, and just have a ninja magic
next
Sentai
cross,
team.
Next crossover, Ninja Magi Ranger.
There you go.
That would be awesome.
Just Yakumo and Tsubasa were just, like, fucking awesome pals or something.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger, proof that the fans don't know what they want.
Fair.
Yeah. I want magic ninjas.
No,
we have one.
That would be awful.
We have one. Let's have five more.
No.
Yeah.
I think one's enough.
No.
So, anyways, they move over to the Zord fight, and
Ashton. Wait! I forgot too. So, the monster, the yokai turned Kasumi and Fuka into mice, Nagi into a rock, and then the best part was he turned Takaharu into an actual Aka Ninja vinyl figure, because those exist.
Yep,
and
that was great.
I love that you saw Yakumo just like...
Twisting him?
Put his arm up, twisted his waist, and he's like, ow, what the fuck are you doing? That hurts!
Put it back!
That was literally just fucking the show saying... Hey,
buy our toys!
Buy one of our vinyl figures. This is what you can do with it.
You were saying, Noble?
I was going to say that was going to be what I was going to bring up, but then when everyone turned back to normal, he was in that position when he turned normal.
Yes, that was amazing. I didn't get myself a Shiro Ninja vinyl.
Yeah, but I just like the fact that, you know, Momo Ninja got turned into a mouse too. Nope.
No.
Hooray! Competency sustained.
He is the competent one.
So
the Megazord fight was cool.
Yeah, so we get to see Shurikenshin Drago again, but he immediately gets petrified and drops like a rock, literally. So,
and then we got to see Rodeomaru.
And then Rodeomaru and the Bison King Buggy take
this
the stage.
This is quite bad.
So, like, because he's American, all of his shit says American phrases, so instead of Sa Shokan, it's Sa Come On! And instead of Dorija, Dorija, it's like, who are you? Whoa!
No, it's, who are you? Whoa!
Rodeomaru!
Yeah, that was...
I still don't know why he's fucking bright cyan. It completely doesn't match.
Okay, again, they're the ninjas who don't hide.
That's the beside the point.
No, what was
no,
really cool
they
was,
are. He's the cowboy guy.
An effect I really loved, though, was that, like, you see Star Ninja, like, kind of, like, just sitting on the shoulder of Rodeomaru, and while he's fighting...
Piloting
can...
it with his guitar!
No, no. And no, and what's cool is, while you're seeing Rodeomaru actually, like, fighting and stuff like that, you can see, like, the plastic
and
ball of Star Ninja.
And while it's doing flips.
Yeah!
Just like Takaharu and Shinobi Maru.
Yep.
This is not new. And he actually at one point just screams, I'm so cool!
No, Star Ninja's amazing.
And then we see Bison, or Bison King, and I just like the chant where it's like, Yeehaw! Bison!
I love his, like, exhaust gun.
Oh, yeah, like the,
that's really
the
cool.
Muffler and exhaust of the Bison King buggy becomes his... his gunblade weapon, the Wild Buster.
Stores the guitar, like, behind him, which is really
like,
cool.
Like, on the wall.
It, yeah, like, yeah.
I was expecting him to, like, put it into the thing, like, the Kyoryu just
no,
did.
No, it makes sense, because, like, if you go to, like, bars and stuff like
they
that,
have
they have, like,
on
guitars
the
hung on walls, and it's fucking awesome.
I'm
so
like,
it's great.
I'm like, he's piloting a Montana's.
So, yeah, so they do that, and, like, they're not, like, they at first they thought Rodeomaru was a... like a ninja ally.
Hey, it's a new ninja ally. Hey, wait, nothing transformed.
And then it ends with him attacking the grandpa and actually...
declaring that he's after his life.
Supposedly. But I think he's also trying to prove himself, because remember, he wants to be the last ninja. So.
Yeah. Dude, doesn't
I have
really
a theory
yes, he does.
About
no,
that.
That's the plot. The plot is he comes to Japan because he found out that the grandpa's there, so he wants to destroy him, defeat him, so he can become the last ninja. Because he,
what an ass.
Well, because he probably figures, oh, if I kill the last ninja, I'll be inherit the title.
If
of last
I
ninja.
Eat him, I'll gain his powers.
No, but then now he discovered about the ninjas, so now he's like, shit, I might have to take care of these guys too.
And then we remember this was a competition.
But all I know is next week. We're gonna see him taking a selfie with the yokai.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, the fight for Last Ninja is just like Hell's Kitchen. It's just like, you gotta stick together, but really, it's all about you.
Yeah.
Sorry, Noble, were you gonna say something a minute ago?
I was gonna say, I have a theory. I think that Star Ninja already knows where the Enshuriken is, and the reason that the grandfather is still alive... is because he's infused with the power of the Enshuriken.
Oh, that's
because if you remember episode 1, they all thought he was dead.
Yeah.
And he has said that he doesn't have it, so maybe that's because he is it.
Very Kamen Rider
for fuck's
sake.
No.
Woo! I don't know. But yeah, so
yeah.
Just a quick note. I noticed in the ending, and I should have noticed this a long time ago, there's this one scene in the ending dance where they all do, like, their specialized jutsus. Like,
yep.
They all disappear or hide or whatever.
Yep.
And Fuku's just there, still dancing,
yeah.
not doing anything.
Well, because she's not as experienced as all the other ones are.
I'm just like...
Because, like, yes, Nagi has, like, he tries to have a normal life as a high school student, but he still, like, loves being a ninja, while Fuku's just like,
yeah.
Here because I have to be.
So, next week, we meet Kinji, and we get to see the actual Star Ninja Henshin. So, I'm glad this wasn't actually Star Ninja's debut episode, I'd hate to have the Sixth Ranger formal debut on an episode focused on someone else.
No, I know. But I can't wait for the review of the Star Ninja Burger.
Yeah, I'm totally buying the Ninja Star Burger.
I might get one myself.
It
I'm
comes
sure
in
yet.
A fucking Happy Meal box!
Yes, it does come in a Happy Meal box. Well, it was like the food! The food!
The food droids?
The food droids, yeah. Mm-hmm. They came in little Happy Meal packaging. It was funny.
Yeah.
Featured topic!
Hooray!
Favorite Yay. Combination weapon. Can I go first?
Go ahead.
Because it'll be the obvious one. My favorite combiner weapon is the Imagination Cannon from Tokyo Drift.
Fucking
because,
hell.
No, it is the most broken and powerful one of them all because
it,
you can, no, because, shut up, you can literally imagine anything and it'll fire it.
It's
so
the irony
can,
gun.
No, so you can imagine it firing a fucking, like, nuclear fucking bomb and it'll do it.
That's a terrible idea.
Too
hey,
bad they didn't
if
try
the
to imagine
is
ratings.
Strong enough? Yeah, you might
it's
have
a
to.
Shotgun, you're going to die too.
Fire it from a distance.
Hold on, Nobles again.
Wow.
I said, too bad they didn't imagine good ideas.
Oh!
Whatever.
Too bad we couldn't fire a good script.
The best one was the fucking, in my opinion, was the fish.
No, I like the Harrison.
But anyways, yeah, mine is Imagination Cannon. That was fucking great.
The Renkitsu Bazooka.
Nothing bests it, in my opinion.
It's called the Renkitsu Bazooka.
I don't care.
Noble, you want to go next?
No, I'll let you guys all go. Are you guys doing an honorable mention, too, or are you guys just doing one thing?
I only picked one, but if anyone has honorable mentions,
honorable
go for
mention?
It.
Honorable mention? Honestly, I gotta give it to the Kenshiro Spiker. No, just because... It's okay.
I can hear the glares from E.T. right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or they would if I could keep my eyes open.
No, I'm just like... I know, I'm gonna stop this now. We can have the same favorite one. It doesn't matter.
But it's more fun if we all have different ones.
Yes, that's usually my mindset for a lot of things, but it, this time it doesn't matter. So, yes, my honorable mention goes to the Kentaro Spiker because it's cool and I just love hearing it go, Kentaro Spiker! So, yeah. Ichi?
So, my favorite is the Kentaro Spiker.
Yep.
I like when it goes Kentaro Spiker.
I like it. I like hearing the battery shout out, but it's a fucking spear made of spikes, which is then thrown like a javelin, and even surfed upon in one or two shots.
Yep.
It's badass.
Oh, yeah.
I need say nothing more.
The toy of it sucks.
Paul?
What's your favorite combination weapon, buddy?
The American one sucks worse.
My favorite combination weapon?
Yes.
Perfect Sector.
Oh, nice.
I didn't even think about that.
That's a good one.
That would have been a good answer.
Fucking match. Fucking match.
I did.
No. Yeah. Hashtag Maximum Hyper Cyclone.
This is just everyone steals each other's answers episode.
I'm just going to go with that.
I was going to say, I'm tagging
the best
in.
Answer.
That was my answer.
That's best answer.
Perfect Sector.
Damn it.
Anyone else want to think of anything else?
Why the fuck didn't I think of that before?
Okay, so what did you think of?
Yeah, what was your answer?
Oh, God, I wonder what my answer is.
The Gokai Galleon Buster?
Oh, hey, look, Lane got it.
Yay! Hey, wait, that's not actually a combined weapon. That's just a big gun.
My only fucking option is the fucking bazooka from Tokyo.
It doesn't have to be from Sentai. There are Rider ones.
That's what I'm talking. That's the one I can think of.
I don't know, Gaim's Naginata.
Galleon Buster uses all their keys. Fuck off.
Fucking the DJ gun combined with the Musou Saber?
Prism Breaker.
No.
If you're gonna argue trinkets count as combining.
Double.
Double? Fuck you!
I have the latter half of double.
Whatever.
Accurate.
Post weather.
Okay, Noble, go.
I'm living in a post-weather world.
I'm going to have to go with the Wild Force / Gal Ranger combiner sword thing.
I don't even remember what that looks like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I kind of remember it.
It was, the Bison Axe was the handle.
Oh.
I think
I'm starting to remember that.
Yeah. It's just a giant sword.
Okay. Cool.
Pretty much.
Do you have an honorable mention?
If I had to have an honorable mention, I would have to say the, what is it now? The, crap, I can't think of it now. The,
What series?
RPM.
Oh, the, Road Blaster?
The full thing with, like, all the
Rangers. All five of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was neat. I like to think of that as a precursor to the Renkitsu Bazooka.
Okay, I guess that's it.
Alright, so everyone listening, tell us what your favorite combined weapon is in the comments and the tweets. Tweet us at Ixie Studios. You can check us out on Radio Sentai Cast Ranger's Facebook page. Subscribe to us on iTunes and find all of our nonsense at castranger.podbean.com.
And this is just a quick shout out. It's not, it's like off topic, but, today, Playtonic Games released the Kickstarter for their new 3D platform, which is pretty much a revival of Banjo-Kazooie called,
Yooka-Laylee.
Yooka-Laylee. So it's the adventures of this chameleon and a bat that are just, like, they're pretty much Banjo-Kazooie revised.
Yeah, it's but, Playtonic is made of all the former Rare employees, yep. including amazing man Grant Kirkhope doing the soundtrack.
Yep. So their Kickstarter started this week, and
today, in fact, the day of this recording.
Yeah, day of this recording, already went way past their goal.
What are they at now? Because last time I checked, it was at like 700 or 800 euros.
I don't know, but it's including multiplayer now in the full game.
Yeah, yeah. The cool thing is, if they hit 1 million euros, which I'm sure they will in the next 46 days, then they're going to confirm day one releases for PC, Wii U, Xbox One, and PS4.
Oh, how
and it's on and it's supposedly going to include not only co-op but versus modes as well.
That's cool.
And I have already backed it, and I backed it for the tier that gets us the PC Toy Box demo. So that will probably be an Overzeal Gaming video when that comes out.
There you go. Yeah. So go back that project up because it's gonna be amazing.
Okay, for those listening, it's spelled YOOKA. -LAYLEE. Look it up on Kickstarter, however you want to find it. They already have like the logo graphic, and it's a perfect tribute to Banjo-Kazooie.
And also, everyone's hoping that for the Wii U version they have amiibo support, so a ukulele amiibo would be awesome. Also, please ukulele for fucking Smash, even though it's not gonna happen.
Yeah, I saw that image you posted. Ukulele kickstarts their way in.
Yep.
Fucking hell.
Yes.
Yeah, off topic, but I think that was definitely worth mentioning.
Bye.
So thanks everyone for listening, and we'll see you all next week when we discuss the Gaim Gaiden movies.
Yep. Woo! And thank you, Noel, for joining us.
Yep, now to get 3 hours of sleep.
Hooray!
Boy.
That's my favorite amount of not sleeping.
Paul's already started. Paul's already begun.
He's got a head start.